Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
When we talk about the devil using deceptive emotions, we first look at the first married couple, Adam and Eve. Adam was not deceived, but influenced by his wife to eat the forbidden fruit. Now, this is some serious stuff I'm talking about. We're talking about how to defeat the devil. Defeating the devil means sometimes you have to tell your spouse no, even if you have to sleep on the couch. Or for men, something might be a little worse. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know you don't want me to go there. He keeps taking me there. In 1 Timothy 2 and 14, it says, and it was not Adam who was deceived by Satan. Adam wasn't deceived. It says the woman was deceived and sin was the result. And then we have to go back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, where it says, so Eve took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it too. And at that moment, their eyes were open, and suddenly they felt shame at their nakedness. They knew that they had sinned against God. Revelation, it was the soul tie between husband and wife that influenced Adam to disobey God. He would have never done that if it was just him and Satan. No, it was the soul tie. She took and gave to him, and he ate. Even today, when your wife makes something for you to eat and she gives it to you and she serves it at the table, and it may not look all that appetizing, you have to think twice whether I'm going to eat this or not. What's in this? What's in everything you like? Well, it's arranged in a way I can't recognize anything I like in there. Boy, you better eat this. Yes, ma'am. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened in the garden, but she ate and she said, Adam, and he ate. And what does the scripture say? 1 Timothy 2 and 4, and Adam was not deceived. He ate it because his wife gave it to him. I'm talking about the dangers of a soul tie. See, we're talking about how do we defeat the devil? We can reverse that. How does the devil defeat us? He defeats us through our relationships. And the closest one is a husband and a wife. And Adam's decision brought sin, evil, and judgment upon the entire human race. Don't ever think that, oh, this is not going to be a big deal. Okay, I'm just going to go along with this. You have no idea the people that may be affected by your disobedience because of your soul tie. Let me give you another example of the danger of soul ties that resulted in the death of a couple. There was a couple named Ananias and Sapphira. You remember them. They agreed to lie in church about how much they sold some property for. This is found in Acts chapter 5 and 1. In 1, verse 1, it says, there was a certain man named Ananias, and he had a wife, Sapphira, and they sold some property. He brought part of the money to the apostles, claiming it was the full amount with his wife's consent, but they kept the rest. Then, as Peter was receiving the money, the Holy Spirit revealed to him, this is a lie. Now, this is during a church service. What do you do, pastors? someone's giving you an offering, you say, take it back. I don't know too many pastors would do that. You're blessing the church. You're going to bless the church with the money? Yeah. Well, Holy Spirit, you just told me he's not giving all the money. Can we deal with this after the service? Let's just take the offering in. But that's not what happened that day. The Holy Spirit said, you can't take that offering. He's lying. Oh, Lord, I need this offering. It's for your church. It's for your glory. You better talk to that man. So Peter said, Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit and you kept more money for yourself than you said. The property was yours to sell or not to sell as you wished. And after selling it, the money was yours to give any way you wanted. How could you do a thing like this? Because you weren't lying to us. You were lying to God. Busted and embarrassed. But it was more than that that was about to happen. The Bible says in verse 5, as soon as Ananias heard Peter say these words, he fell to the floor and died. And everyone who ever attended that church or heard about that church was terrified. That is not a church you want to attend if you lie. Now, this happened in a service, not after the service, during the service. Wasn't that an exciting service? Man died right in the service. Verse 7, about 3 hours later, his wife came in. She came to the second service, not knowing what happened. Peter asked her, was this the price you and your husband received for the land that you sold? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That was the price. Peter said, how could the two of you even think of conspiring to test the Spirit of the Lord like this? She's like, busted. Oh, my, what, where is my husband? Peter said, the young men who buried your husband are just outside the door. And they're about to carry you out too. Instantly fell down on the floor and died. That was an exciting day at church. The first and the second service. What is the Bible showing us here? See, when you develop a soul tie with somebody, your emotions will deceive you. They will deceive you. Now, what I want you to notice is this. Peter told Ananias, he said to him, why have you allowed the devil to influence you to lie? He mentioned the devil's name in this. Why have you allowed the devil to influence you to lie to the Spirit of God? See, the devil participates in the ongoing war between the Holy Spirit and your flesh and your emotions and your wrongful desires. It's not just you. The devil is egging you on. He's tempting you. He's inspiring you, if you will. See, soul ties are really spiritual warfare. Even with your husband and your wife, it's spiritual warfare. That's why so many times you can get into heated discussions and things that happen. It's warfare. Yeah, well, I know it's warfare. She picked up that rolling pin. I had to pick up the fork. I know it's warfare. No, it's spiritual warfare. There's something spiritual behind your relationship with your wife. Why the devil will use either one of you to disobey God. So you need to be aware of even your marriage and other relationships. In Galatians chapter 5 and 16, it says, walk in the Spirit, walk in the Holy Spirit, and you will not carry out the passions of the flesh. For your flesh sets its desires against the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these two are in opposition to one another. See, the devil infiltrates our defenses against him by sending improper relationships. Ushers, lock the doors. Because some of the relationships you are currently in, they should have died a long time ago. And you're still involved in those people, and that's why you keep slipping and dipping and doing all those things you know you shouldn't be doing. And you are repenting and you are sorrowful every time it happens, but God has said, get rid of that relationship. But I love God. But you love that person more than God. You love that relationship. You love going there more than you're listening to God. And that soul tie is trying to take you to hell. Now, God wants us to see behind the scenes of being unequally yoked, inappropriately. We're not just talking about unsaved people. Mostly those who don't know Christ, but there's some lukewarm Christians. Now, you know what Jesus said about the lukewarm Christians? We try to elevate them to the level of real Christians, but Jesus said, I'm going to spew those folk out of my mouth. Why are you elevating people? I'm going to spit on the ground to regular Christian status. See, we have to listen to the word of God and believe it.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Many people who profess to be Christians are trying to reduce the Word of God to the lowest common denominator. Oh, I could still do this and be a Christian. No, you can't, you liar. You can't do that, you liar. That's not the word of God. In 2 Corinthians 6 and 14, stop forming inappropriate relationships. Didn't know it was in there. Write it down so you know. Stop forming inappropriate relationships. Listen, with unbelievers, people who could care less about God. Oh, he talked about God. What did he say? Yeah, praise. No, not praise God. God. We have a lovely day. I think God may have done that. Look, unbelievers, people who will not serve God. It's all right for you. I can be your friend. I'm liberal. I'm friends with Christians. But listen to what the Holy Spirit says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It says, can right and wrong be partners? Can light have anything in common with darkness? Can Christ agree with the devil? Can a believer share a life with an unbeliever? Oh, they do it every day. Can God's temple contain false gods? Clearly, we are the temple of a living God. What are you doing? Now, one of the reasons why the Bible says not to be unequally yoked with people is because of the transference of spirits. Now, I told you I'm going to talk spirit talk to you today. As stated, spirits are real. They follow people and they follow relationships. The Bible tells us that spirits are disembodied entities looking for someone to live with and to operate through. In Matthew chapter 12, it tells and explains to us how evil spirits travel from place to place and from person to person. This is in the Bible. I can't help it if you've never heard this. It's in there. Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 to 45. Write it down. Let me read it to you. When an evil spirit comes out of a person, it goes through dry places looking for a place to rest, but doesn't find any. Write this down. Spirits travel. Spirits travel. Verse 44. Then it says, then the spirit says, spirit speak. Could be a spirit talking to you, because spirit speak. I promise you, it's not going to say, go read the Bible. It's going to say, go watch that movie. It says, I'll go back to the home I left. Spirits remember. You may not remember, but spirits remember. Write it down. Spirits remember. The Bible says, and when it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and in order. In other words, that person's life was empty of God. That person's life is empty of God because the spirit goes back and says, oh, wow, I can go back there. Verse 45. Then it goes and brings among them along with him seven other spirits more evil than itself. Spirits communicate. Spirits communicate. One spirit who had left someone found, wait a minute, what did the Bible say? Seven other spirits. I don't know, maybe they hang out on the corner or something. I don't know how long it took them to get seven more, but maybe they were all hanging out looking for a body. And this one spirit who had come out, he found seven other spirits more evil than itself. Remember, spirits communicate. And they entered and they all went in to make it a permanent residence. Spirits can group together to live in one person. Some of you say people that you've known from the past or may even know now, you say, man, they had some issues, but wow, they really got out of control now. Well, it's probably some more spirits moved in. He used to just have a problem with this. Now he got this problem, this problem, this problem. Oh, my goodness. He's really got a lot of problems. He's probably got a lot of spirits. Jesus said, in the end, the condition of that person is worse than it was before. And that is what will happen in the evil society of today. This was all a result of spiritual influences from evil spirits that we just read this in the Bible. It's in there. You know something, folks? There are people who have lost their gender identity. They're confused about their carnal inclinations, sexual desires. They're in bondage to substance abuse. They have one or maybe all of the symptoms that I'm talking about. See, Jesus talked about this. It's in the Bible. Now, the Apostle Paul warned the church that a transfer of spirits could occur by keeping fellowship with people in the church who continue to sin. Did you know there are people in the church who continue to sin? They love Jesus, but they continue to sin. They don't agree with everything in the book. They agree with some of it, or part of it, or most of it. But they're still sinning. They're still disobeying God. They're still believing things they shouldn't believe and saying things that they shouldn't say. They're disobeying God. They're actively sinning. Disobedience is sin. Hello? Now, listen to what happened in this church, and Paul had to talk about in 1 Corinthians 5:1. He says, I can hardly believe the report about the sexual immorality going on in your church, something that even the pagans don't do. I am told that a man in your church is living in sin with his stepmother, his father's wife. He's living in sin. I don't have to draw a picture for you. And you're proud of yourselves, but you should be mourning in sorrow and in shame. You should remove this person from your fellowship. How many times do we know in a church something inappropriate is happening between people? They're not married. They're living in sin. They said, we're not doing nothing. We're in separate rooms. We're not like that. Well, these people were like that. And Paul said, throw this man out of the church, hand him over to Satan so that his sinful nature will be destroyed and he himself will be saved on the day the Lord returns. See, Paul is saying here, there is protection in the church against demonic attack. I'm going to talk about that next week. You don't want to damn miss that. It's the truth. The devil couldn't attack this man because he was in the church. So what does Paul say? Throw this man out and hand him over to Satan. There's divine protection in the church. Throw the man out, hand him over to Satan. Satan couldn't touch him. He was a church member. I'm going to talk about it. He said, remove him from the church. Turn him over to Satan so that his sinful nature will be destroyed and he himself can be saved. When the devil starts working on him, he's going to repent of his sins. And then he says to the congregation, you're boasting about this is terrible. Don't you realize that this sin is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast by removing that wicked person from among you. Where's the church discipline today? We don't even want to say anything about people who are living in sin in the church. Some church says, yeah, we got some of those people in our church. Isn't it wonderful? Paul says, your boasting is terrible. Don't you realize that this sin will spread in your congregation? Folks, soul ties referring to close relationships in the church, it can spread. Relationships that you care enough about emotionally, many times they will deceive you. But you should not touch them. You should not tell them the truth. You better leave it alone. But this leads to toxic relationships. It can happen in the early church. And it did happen in the early church. It can happen in the church today. We're going to talk about this next time.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of today's message is Defeating the Devil. Here's how. This is part 4. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
I want to thank our listeners for your prayer support for this ministry. You know, more than ever before, we all need to pray one for another, as the scripture says. Whatever your individual situation is, I want to pray with you now and just ask God that He will bless you in a special way. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for your love, for your mercy, and for your goodness. You are the great God. You're able to protect us and to keep us safe. And so we pray, Lord, for our frontline workers. And Father, even as things continue to get a little worse, we are asking again that you would please intervene on our behalf, heal those that are sick, help those, Lord, who are right now just not quite sure about their tomorrow. We know that you are the God who has all of the answers. We believe you to meet every need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.